TED Audio Collective.
You're listening to TED Talks Daily, where we bring you new ideas to spark your curiosity every day. I'm your host, Elise Hugh. We are on the brink of a breakthrough in reproductive technology that could allow parents of the same sex to reproduce with DNA from both parents. That's right. But this kind of science wouldn't just help same-sex couples. As biologist Katsuhiko Hayashi presented in 2024, it could also keep biodiversity from extinction. He explains after the break. Support for this show comes from Capital One. Banking with Capital One helps you keep more money in your wallet with no fees or minimums on checking accounts and no overdraft fees. Just ask the Capital One bank guy. It's pretty much all he talks about, in a good way. He'd also tell you that this podcast is his favorite podcast, too. Aw, really? Thanks, Capital One bank guy. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank. Capital One N.A. Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Bilawal Sidhu, host of TED's newest podcast, The TED AI Show, where I talk with the world's leading experts, artists, journalists, to help you live and thrive in a world where AI is changing everything. I'm stoked to be working with IBM, our official sponsor for this episode. In a recent report published by the IBM Institute of Business Value, among those surveyed, one in three companies pause an AI use case after the pilot phase. And we've all been there, right? You get hyped about the possibilities of AI, spin up a bunch of these pilot projects, and then crickets. Those pilots are trapped in silos, your resources are exhausted, and scaling feels daunting. What if, instead of hundreds of pilots, you had a holistic strategy that's built to scale? That's what IBM can help with. They have 65,000 consultants with generative AI expertise who can help you design, integrate, and optimize AI solutions. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. Because using AI is cool, but scaling AI across your business, that's the next level.
Shop Dell Technologies Black Friday event for their lowest prices of the year. The future is on sale today with limited time deals on select PCs like the XPS 16 that accelerate AI with Intel Core Ultra processors. Black Friday is their biggest sale of the year and the best time to upgrade, but it's only here for a limited time. Shop now at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals. I want to tell you about a podcast I love called Search Engine, hosted by PJ Vogt. Each week, he and his team answer these perfect questions, the kind of questions that, when you ask them at a dinner party, completely derail conversation. Questions about business, tech, and society, like, is everyone pretending to understand inflation? Why don't we have flying cars yet? And what does it feel like to believe in God? If you find this world bewildering, but also sometimes enjoy being bewildered by it, check out Search Engine with PJ Vogt. Available now wherever you get your podcasts. And now, our TED Talk of the day.
It is my great pleasure to be here to share some news from biology today with you. So your life and mine start with this. The union of sperm and egg. The fertilization involves sperm from the father and egg from the mother. They meet in the usual way and fertilize the egg, acquire the potential to give rise to the individuals like you and me. If you trace back your generation, you are derived from your parents, and your parents are derived from your grandparents, and so on, in distant past. This perpetuity can only be achieved through what biologists like me call germ cell lineage. These are the only cells that are immortal among more than 200 types of cells in your body. The rest die with you. So these immortal germ cells called gametes are very important, and we call them germline. In our society, this unbroken line is under threat. The present generations are having children later and later, and the older germ cells are less likely to result in successful fertilization, which leads to the declining birth rate. It's not just the people. The continuous decrease in the reproductive rate of large livestock has resulted in huge economic losses. Setting aside human needs, there are endangered animals down to few individuals. How can we preserve them? That is where the assisted reproductive technology offered hope, since Robert Edwards successfully combined human germ cell in the dish. More than 12 million babies have been born through this technology called in vitro fertilization. However, current assisted reproductive technology can only be applied if sperm and egg can be obtained from the body. If not, there are no options available. But I would ask now, can we create a germ cell in the dish? So this is a question. So let's start with how the germ cell are formed in the body. After fertilization, fertilized egg undergo cell divisions and differentiate into the different cell types. As it further developed, original cells or eventual sperm and egg, known as the primordial germ cell, emerge. Then these primordial germ cells then differentiate into the primary egg, known as the oocyte in the female, or spermatogonia, the precursor of the sperm in the male. These egg and sperm mature over time, which is associated with the sexual maturation of individuals. Now imagine, if this entire process were to occur outside the body. So my team and I have been focusing on replicating this entire process in the dish, known as in vitro gametogenesis. The key to generating the germ cell in the dish is a type of cells called pluripotent stem cells, because they each have an ability to differentiate into any cell type in the body. Martin Evans showed that such a pluripotent stem cell could be derived from pre-implantation embryo in mice, and James Thompson showed it could be done in human. Based on these breakthroughs, Shinya Yamanaka showed that any kind of cell in the body could be turned into the pluripotent stem cells simply by expressing a specific set of proteins. These are called induced pluripotent stem cells, and they possess the same potential as those derived from the embryos. By using these pluripotent stem cells, we can hijack the germline. During normal development, cell receives a signal that guides their differentiation into the different cell type. By mimicking light signals, pluripotent stem cells can be directed along the pathway to differentiate into the egg and sperm. This has been successfully demonstrated in our laboratory by using mouse pluripotent stem cells. By providing appropriate signals, we were able to generate mature egg from mouse pluripotent stem cells. Also, to achieve this, we created a mini ovary from pluripotent stem cells, allowing the oocyte to mature outside the body. Importantly, egg produced in a dish are capable of the fertilization and giving rise to yet more mice. These look the same as any other mice. They grow up, they eat the food, they breed, and live long. But in this case, genetic mother of these mice is the pluripotent stem cell grow in a dish.
And now, back to the episode.
With this in vitro gametogenesis, the process of creating an egg requires only skin cells or other easily collectible cells from the body, even cells in the urine. So this means actually this kind of technology can be applied to the various mammalian species, including humans, livestock, or even endangered animals. Several research groups have successfully produced the primordial germ cell from pluripotent stem cell in all these cases. Notably, our laboratory is actively involved in the depopulation effort for the northern white rhinoceros. Sadly, there are only two females who remain on this planet. We have generated the egg precursors from the northern white rhinoceros in these pluripotent stem cells, and then currently creating a mini ovary system to mature these precursors into the eggs. But we can go further than it. By using this technology, we can skip the sex-dependent reproduction. Today, germ cells have different shape and different function based on the sex. This difference is genetically made by the sex chromosome. In the human, male have an X and Y chromosome, and the female have two X chromosomes. From a genetic viewpoint, this is the only difference between male and female. But in a dish, we can eliminate this difference. So our laboratory succeeded in the switching from the XY chromosome to the XX chromosome. How did we do that? Well, we took the skin cell from the male mice and they made an induced pluripotent stem cell, which have X and Y chromosome, of course. Then we made a lot of these cells. In some rare population, unequal segregation of sex chromosome occur during cell division, which means some XY chromosome become one X chromosome, that then double and become two X chromosomes. We picked up a very rare population of these cells that have a 2X chromosome, and we made an egg. The egg derived from sex-converted induced pluripotent stem cells behave exactly egg from traditional females. We then fertilize sex-converted egg with the sperm, and this gives rise to typical healthy mice. They grow up, they eat the food, they mate, and live long, just like conventional bred mice. The only difference is these are derived from two dots. Looking at the history of reproductive technology like this, technologies developed in the experimental animal like this can eventually be applied to the human and other animals. Today, the production of egg in a dish, even from traditional male cells, opened a new possibility for the reproduction in the future. We can create a germ cell in the dish, and they can come from two fathers, two mothers, or perhaps other combinations. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians, these are the things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Visit progressive.com to see if you can save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Something about the way we're working just isn't working. When you're caught up in complex pay requirements, or distracted by scheduling staff in multiple time zones, or thinking about the complexity of working in Monterey while based in Montreal, you're not doing the work you're meant to do. But with Dayforce, you get HR, pay, time, talent, and analytics all in one global people platform, so you can do the work you're meant to do. Visit dayforce.com/do the work to learn more.
That was Katsuhiko Hayashi speaking at TED 2024. If you're curious about TED's curation, find out more at TED.com/curation guidelines. And that's it for today. TED Talks Daily is part of the TED Audio Collective. This episode was produced and edited by our team, Martha Estefanos, Oliver Friedman, Brian Green, Autumn Thompson, and Alejandra Salazar. It was mixed by Christopher Fazy Bogan. Additional support from Emma Taubner and Daniela Balarezo. I'm Elise Hugh. I'll be back tomorrow with a fresh idea for your feed. Thanks for listening. Looking for a fun challenge to share with your friends and family? TED now has games designed to keep your mind sharp while having fun. Visit TED.com/games to explore the joy and wonder of TED games.